Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The news today, we have Google with their autocomplete in Gmail when you're typing a phrase and they will guess what you're going to say and then you just hit an arrow key to accept it instead of typing those words. They have banned gender pronouns, him and her. You can't do that because if their software accidentally used the wrong gender pronoun, like, I'm going to meet him at the office later. If it used the wrong gender pronoun, that would be equivalent to committing a crime against humanity. Oh, wait a minute. You can't commit a crime against humanity because that would be a crime in and of itself. Even to charge you with committing a crime against humanity. So in a few minutes, we'll remind ourselves of the insanity of all the gender words that the left, that they're banning, including words like girls, banning. Also, there's the clickbait on the Drudge Report and the BBC, Siberian unicorn walked Earth with humans. A neat story about a rhino, a giant rhino, and they're pointing out that this thing may have survived until very recently so that it would have coexisted with mankind. Of course, all animals have coexisted with mankind, all animals. You know that bumper sticker, coexist? Well, you've got to see our version of coexist. It's on our website, kgov.com/coexist. It shows a scene with a dinosaur in the background and a man in the foreground, and it has the words coexist because man lived with dinosaurs on the earth. And that's why, in fact, dinosaur bones look like Egyptian mummy bones in that they still have red blood cells and blood vessels and all kinds of proteins that are still intact, and they have DNA from a hadrosaur and a T-Rex and so on. It's all fascinating. Just kgov.com/dinosaurs. Then there is the scary story of the kidneys that are grown in a laboratory. And we have warned about this possibility. In fact, this isn't proof that our warning was valid, but it's an indicator. We have warned that when embryonic stem cells are used in scientific research, that it could very well be that there's a little child there. Like if the German scientist, if the Nazis cut off a limb of an infant and did research with that limb, there's not a little baby in the limb. There's not a baby there. They should get the death penalty for the crime they've committed against humanity, but there isn't a baby inside the limb that they cut off. They'll go ahead and then kill that baby. But when you take off some cells from an embryo, depending at what stage in the embryo's life you do that, you get these pluripotent embryonic stem cells that then can divide and become any of the cells of the human body. You very well may have caused something to happen called twinning. Twinning happens in utero, happens in the womb naturally. When an embryo at an early enough stage divides, or even a single cell might split off, or a couple cells, and then you have an identical twin. If the first was a boy, the second's a boy, an X and a Y chromosome. If the first was a girl, the second is a girl, two X chromosomes. And you have two genetically identical human beings, although with separate soul spirits, right? They're not the same person. They're two different people. And so when embryonic stem cells are used for medical research as compared to adult stem cells, which you can get out of teeth, they get them from skin cells In fact, the umbilical cord seems to be a great place to get adult stem cells. Then you don't have that moral crisis where you're actually killing a little baby boy or a girl. Well, in this case, and this is published not in the National Enquirer, crazy magazine, alien has baby with Hollywood actress, not in England's Express news outlet, but this is published in the journal Stem Cells. And it turns out that the kidneys that they're growing in the lab, and these are mini kidneys, they're trying to figure out how to grow kidneys so that if someone's kidney fails, they could give them a new kidney that was actually grown in a laboratory. That's extraordinary, except it's wrong if you're doing it with embryonic stem cells. It turns out that these mini kidneys are growing muscle cells. It's not supposed to happen. It's a kidney. It's not supposed to have muscle cells in the kidney. And they're growing brain cells. Now that potentially is an indication of something horrifying. Potentially that's an indication that there is a little baby there, a little boy or a little girl, in those embryonic pluripotent stem cells, and that baby is trying to develop its body. And of course, the soul spirit is attached to an embryo at that first single-celled stage and thereon. And so are they twinning these children? Is that what's happening? It's a horror also because of the possibility of trying to clone or partially clone animals with human gametes and so on. And when you bring a human being into existence at conception or through cloning or however that human being is brought into existence, you have just brought an eternal being into existence. And on Judgment Day, that eternal being, that little boy or girl, will be there either to affirm your love for them or to accuse you of using them in whatever cruel way you have used them. We also have the story, perhaps we should start with this one, with the possibility that Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, held secret talks with WikiLeaks during the campaign as he's first becoming the campaign manager. Now, he's denied it, and whether that's true or not, likely we'll find out. But what's so interesting about it is two things. First, the Democratic National Convention and Hillary, they paid millions of dollars to a foreign spy who gave millions to Russian spies to influence the U.S. election by anonymously providing accusations against their political opponent. That's what they did. So that's really the core accusation by the Democrats against Donald Trump, is that somehow he conspired with Russians to influence the election. And we know that Hillary did that. We know that Hillary did that. When you give millions of dollars to someone to anonymously provide accusations against the politician, you think you're going to get accusations? Or do you think they're going to say, no, keep your millions, we can't find any dirt on them? Is that what they're going to do? So that's the first thing. The second thing is this. Let's say WikiLeaks had actually hacked Donald Trump's emails instead of Hillary's server and her campaign managers. Let's say Julian Assange actually received this treasure trove of personal emails from Donald Trump, and they contained explosive revelations against him. The question is not, would Hillary Clinton have used those emails in the campaign? That's not the question. That is such a boring and obvious question. The more piercing question is, How many people would Hillary have killed to get access to those emails? That's the question. This entire thing is a political scam, and it brings our attention away from the underlying realities, the underlying principles of right and wrong that are so important. Democracy. Let's say that Hillary violated our democracy, or that Donald Trump did. Democracy is not a sacrosanct, God-given right. In fact, it's the opposite. When you have democracy, God-given rights are gradually stolen and replaced with secular, politically correct mandates. So you get that? Democracy is not a sacrosanct, God-given right. It's not. And so somebody messes with your democracy, do you think when we all get to heaven, we stand before God, he's going to say, well, these people violated the democratic norms? Is that what he's going to judge them on? These people allowed illegal immigration. Is that going to be one of God's top 10 issues? No. Nations should have boundaries, and it's right to have lawful ingress and egress of a nation. Otherwise, you don't have nations. So, of course, we should get rid of our social welfare programs as our step number one toward bringing sanity to the border. And also, of course, we should have a godly criminal justice system as step number two. And step number three, and you could do them all at the same time, we should have a wall. I mean, the liberals don't condemn China for building a wall around their country. What are the liberals doing right now, demanding that China tear down that wall? The Pope condemns America for wanting to build a wall while he's surrounded by a wall in the Vatican. And I know the wall doesn't go around the whole thing. We were just there. But where it doesn't go around, like the opening of St. Peter's Square, they have submachine guns. So they don't need a wall at that part of the entrance to the Vatican. So at any rate, the Russian collusion thing, Hillary clearly colluded with the Russians. Whether or not Paul Manafort found out directly from WikiLeaks that they had hacked Hillary's emails, whether or not that happened, it's so utterly irrelevant to what matters. The Denver radio shows and the national radio shows that deal with politics. Oh, wait, sorry, I was redundant. The local and national radio shows, you don't have to say that deal with politics, right? That's all they're obsessed with. They would have so much more wisdom if they restrained their obsession to talking about politics to at least, let's say, half of the show. Okay, half of the time we're going to be obsessed with the Democrats and the upcoming elections and with Donald Trump and so on. Half of the time. And the other half of the time we're going to focus on matters of fundamental morality, right and wrong. We are going to seek to become experts on right and wrong for ourselves and then teach those things to our listeners. Now, just because someone says that's their goal, they want to be experts at right and wrong, it doesn't mean, and even if they pursue it, it doesn't mean they'll end up that way, because it depends on your starting place and your worldview. If you're not looking to Jesus Christ as our creator, our savior for those who trust in him, and our judge, if you're not looking to him as the person who is what he told us he was, the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me, then your journey to understand right and wrong is futile, and you'll never get there until you stop and turn around. It's like a school kid doing a math problem. It's a hard math problem, and he made a mistake early on, but boy, he's really trying hard, and he goes on for the next 8 minutes, and he comes up with an answer and he gets it wrong. When you make a mistake early on, you're not going to come to the right answer unless you back up, correct your early mistake, and then proceed from there. and right and wrong, morality, an accurate worldview, these are all essential that you begin with a proper foundation, which is Jesus Christ. He's the rock on which you could build your life. Okay, so now we get to Google. They will not allow their autocomplete to use gender pronouns. Like you type, I just met the new boss, and now I'm going to go with him to the office. They will not allow autocomplete. They've banned gender pronouns from their autocomplete. They say, of course, our autocomplete makes mistakes, but some mistakes are way worse than others. A gender pronoun mistake is not one that we're willing to make. So, and of course not, right? Because if they did that, their software could be guilty of a crime against humanity. Oh, wait a minute. You can't have a crime against humanity. You can't have humanity because man is right in the middle of humanity, and that's bigoted. That's hate speech. Humanity is hate speech. So you have the Girls Schools Association over in England. They've banned the word girls. How's that? You have Princeton University here in the U.S. banning the word man. You have various U.S. school districts banning the words boys and girls. Of course, the Girl Scouts are suing the Boy Scouts because the Boy Scouts are now the Girl Scouts. And now there's Google, afraid to program with him or her. So if you recall these, you can find these examples at kgov.com/pronouns. Isn't it handy, the service that we provide with this website, 20 years in the making? kgov.com/pronouns, or you could go to kgov.com/homosexuality. You'll find it right near the top. But yeah, the UK's, the United Kingdom's Girls Schools Association will not call its students girls because they say that's offensive. And how could it be offensive? Well, a belief in a binary distinction between male and female is considered a form of bigotry today. It's bigotry. So, of course, how are you going to call your students girls if doing so means you're guilty of hate speech? And why has this insanity arisen, this latest insanity? Which, by the way, the trannies trump the lesbians. You know that, right? And any disagreement between the lesbians who are desperately fighting for recognition and to be treated properly, when their interests conflict with the trannies, right? The guys who say they're girls, who do you think wins today? Well, today it's the trannies trump the lesbos. That's today. What will it be tomorrow? When Jesus reminded us that at the beginning of creation, God made human beings male and female, that is the primary reason why there is an obsession with the promotion of homosexuality and transgenderism. Because to the extent that society could rebel against God making us male and female, to that extent, they are fighting against the gospel of Jesus Christ and making him irrelevant. That is their goal. Crucify him, crucify him. That is their goal. Princeton University, their Department of Human Resources, says they will no longer use the word man or various related compound words that include man, and they've issued guidelines accordingly. So, of course, Google autocomplete would have to comply with this kind of thinking. Banned terms include mankind, man-made, layman, man and wife, and manpower. How's that? Instead of using the word man, the Princeton University Human Resources Department recommends using the word person. Instead of using the word man, Princeton University's Human Resources Department recommends using the word person or human being. Now, perhaps they've overlooked the fact that the word man is in the term human being. Human being. In fact, humanity. In fact, it's in the very name of their department, Princeton University Human Resources Department. They have to stop using the name of their department, those bigots. And so person has son. It's not per daughter. It's per son. And human is man. It's not Hugh woman. It's human. But of course, they're going to have to get rid of king and queen, too. They're downright bigoted. And princess, that's just flat out hate speech. And meanwhile, how about women's studies? Can you really tolerate women's studies? Woman's rights? The woman has man in it. Women has men in it. Human race has man in it. Humanity has man in it. And why haven't they yet been banned? Why? Why? Oh, because it leaves the women's studies department unmolested. And anyway, any fix would be awkward, like whoa person or whoa per daughter or whoa being or maybe just whoa whoa. And then U.S. school districts in North Carolina have banned the words boys and girls. And that development, right, that's not unexpected. If you've been listening to Bob and Yurt Live and our reports, beginning, we identified as far back on May 16th, 1996, about U.S. schools that had prohibited the use of the word marriage. So it's all foreseeable. It's all expected. And it all brings us back to the Siberian unicorn that walked the earth with humans. So that's clickbait, right, from Matt Drudge and the BBC. They want people to think, oh, wow, look, they now found fossils of a unicorn walking with humans. But it's a giant rhino. There is the one-horned rhino, the Indian rhino. Most rhinos have two horns. And so there are rhinos that have one horn. And I don't know that they're an especially good candidate for all of the ancient representations of unicorns. They're pretty bulky. But this is good for our growing list, Evolution's Big Squeeze. So they now have determined, and of course their dating is typically off, but they try hard. But what they have figured out is, geologically speaking, in the last blink of an eye, there were giant rhinos in Siberia with a single horn that lived obviously at the same time that mankind lived. And that's so interesting to us because we are creating this list of evolution's big squeeze. It's just so fun. From whatever perspective you look at evolution, it's being squeezed. The whole timeline of humanity and of the animal kingdom, it's all being squeezed. A huge story out on Fox News just this past weekend. Of course, if you listen to Real Science Radio, you learned about this last summer, because we covered this last summer, that when they look at mitochondrial DNA, not only from human beings, but from thousands of animal species, they find that there was an incredible genetic bottleneck, and they believe that all human beings have descended from only two parents, a man and a woman. Hate to tell you, liberals, but it was a male and a female, that we all have descended from only two in the recent past. Then they looked at the animals and they said, you know what? The same thing looks to be true of the animal kingdom. 90% of all animals have only enough genetic diversity to go back just hundreds of thousands of years, not millions. And the same thing is true with carbon-14 in diamonds. They're supposed to be billions of years old, but carbon-14 only lasts thousands of years old. So what that tells us is the secular story for why diamonds must be a billion or more years old, the whole story is wrong. The whole story is make-believe. It's not science, it's a story, because here we see that diamonds contain carbon-14, which can only last thousands of years, not millions, and they contain a lot of carbon-14, not around the margins of errors, not in the error bars. And then, instead of having the animal kingdom have evidence of genetic variation of tens and hundreds of millions of years. It turns out that there is a genetic bottleneck only thousands of years ago. Only thousands. And yes, of course, we've reported on Mitochondrial Eve that they are shocked at how recent humanity's parents would have had to live. They're shocked by looking at the minimal amount of genetic diversity in our DNA. So they say, well, she must have lived whatever, you know, fill in the blank, whatever number that they're least uncomfortable with, like 100,000 years. But in Science Magazine, they admit it that when you use actual mutation rates to calculate how long it would have been to develop all this genetic diversity, they say that Mitochondrial Eve would have lived about 6,000 years ago. That's their words. That's what they say. But they can't tolerate that. So they say, but we know that human beings evolved from apes. So let's start with ape DNA, and then let's say it'll take 100,000 years or more. But what happened to the millions? It was supposed to be millions. This is all supposed to happen over millions of years. So evolution's big squeeze. Evolution happens so slowly that we can't see it, they say. Yet it happens so fast that millions of mutations propagate in a blink of geologic time. You observe a million species annually. A million species are all observed by scientists annually. And that should show us a million years of evolution, but it doesn't. But then they say evolution happens so fast that the billions of intermediary fossils are all missing from the fossil record. And it goes on and on. Fossils of modern organisms are found earlier and earlier in the geologic column, and the so-called oldest organisms are increasingly found to have cellular and genetic sophistication. And on and on and on. The contradictions are everywhere. If you want to evolve flight, you'd get bad legs long before you'd get good wings. So everywhere you look, there is contradiction, and we call it evolution's big squeeze. If you're interested in our science material, Christmas is coming up. We have the greatest science videos at our store. Just go to kgov.com, click on the store, or Dr. Walt Brown's book, the best science book ever. It is coffee table quality, full color, hardcovered. And it's been very expensive, but we have a special. You get 8 copies of Walt's book in a case for only $100. So you could still buy one copy from us, kgov.com, click on the store, or get a case of 8, and you have them as Christmas gifts. People will absolutely love it. Everyone we've ever gifted with a copy of In the Beginning by Dr. Walt Brown has thanked us profusely. Our materials have a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the best way to help Bob and Your Lives stay on the air is to subscribe to one of our monthlies. Our monthly Bible studies, sermons, topical videos, the BEL Televised Classics. Call us 800-8-NYART or KGOV, KGOV.com. This is Bob Inyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278.